Welcome back to What's Ailing America, the ultimate in reality radio, the show with info that can save your life. On the show, you will not only learn what is ailing America and the world, but you will also learn how to recognize the patterns used by the predators controlling our world and hopefully give you the courage to say no more. The ability to overstand and see the big picture is the critical skill necessary to formulate the solutions we need. Regarding healthcare, this became self-evident to me in 1999 when I created the big picture of all diseases, which is the first diagram that can be found on both of my websites, reversingvaccineinduceddiseases.com and drcarly.com. You can also listen to the YouTubes of a lecture I gave explaining those diagrams. If you have not done so yet, please print out the diagrams and listen to these YouTube videos posted of me explaining them. It is some of the most important information that you will get health-wise, because once you know what is making you sick, you can eliminate those toxins from your life as best as possible and work on healing your body, which is basically what your body knows how to do itself. You just have to get out of the way and especially, unfortunately, stay away from the white coats who have no clue on how to heal anything. Always remember that only acting on the truth will set you free. It's not just a matter of knowing the truth. You have to act on the truth. And that's why saying no to the predators who are destroying everything that matters is something we all must need to do, learn how to do. In fact, it will change everything in a heartbeat. You cannot negotiate or compromise with evil. Learning to see the master template of the predators' crimes against humanity, as well as how they use psyops, operatives, and people's beliefs to control them, will help people of conscience to destroy the root of the evil that has created a hell on earth. And of course, seeing the master template requires discernment. Realizing who's who in the zoo requires discernment. So it's very important that you help your mind become a working organ. Your brain must be able to use critical thinking and logic if you are ever to get yourself out of the hole that you're in, especially health-wise, on a personal level, and for all of us to get ourselves out of the hole that humanity is in. Because, of course, the good news is that everything that's wrong has been done on purpose. So the solution is to quarantine those who have caused the problem. Because the technology is already available to repair all the damage that these psychos have done. And, in fact, just this week, I spoke to two men who are amazingly knowledgeable about advanced technologies. Actually, one of them will be on my RBN show tomorrow night, so I encourage you to tune in and listen, because there are lots of us who have figured out solutions for everything that ails the world. It's just that all of these technologies are being suppressed, and that's what we have to help happen, is to allow the technologies to come forth. Because once you become well, once the vibrations of your life force are actually, you know, raised, I feel healthier today than I did when I was back in medical school. You know, drinking 2 quarts of diet soda every day, eating garbage, getting no sleep, things of that nature. It's really amazing to go from a state such as that and then become so much more healthy. It's a wonderful thing. People don't even know what it's like to be healthy anymore. And, of course, the earth hasn't known what it's like to be healthy for some time. But I know, I do not believe, I know that truth will win out in the end. And the faster that more of you decide what each one of you is going to do individually to help that happen, the faster it will happen. It's actually quite simple. If you think my work is important, please tell others about the show. You can support my work by donating on the PayPal buttons on either of my sites. And I actually got 3 donations this week. That's the most I've ever gotten. I want to thank those people because those donations are very important in helping me keep my websites going, in helping me keep my research going, and things of that nature. And I don't care what you donate, whatever you can do. You know, if everybody listening donated $1, that would be an amazing thing. And I don't like begging people to donate, but, you know, it's a serious situation that we have here in terms of what's going on as the economy crashes. Of course, people oftentimes can't afford to get consults, and this is all being done on purpose. But if you do have friends or family who are too ill to face reality, you can help them get a consult and help them escape from the death and disease being caused by the medical devils. You can contact me by emailing me at drcarly@gmail.com or calling me at 828-294-0662 between 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern Time any day of the week. Thanks to Ron at Dependable Voice, I have a toll-free number, 888-321-6751, on which you can contact me from anywhere in the U.S., Canada, or the Caribbean. If you get a strange message that the number's been disconnected or whatever, have the operator dial it for you. My Skype username is drcarly1, but please don't use Skype unless you are international outside of the toll-free number zone, because I have too many Skype contacts at this point. And so I'm pretty much just using it for international clients and radio shows. Always remember, I do not practice medicine nor give medical advice. Rather, I teach you what I would do if I were you, to reverse disease with natural therapy in people and in pets. Because it's really quite amazing how using the cure word is illegal unless you're using big pharma treatments that actually create disease. The ultimate in opposite day. There's a chat room on OrionTalkRadio.com on my show page, and recent show archives are posted on the station site as well. Archives of shows for the past few years can be found at the LightOfDayRadioShow.com. Click on Dr. Carly Archives. I'm on 3 stations now, so make sure that you're in the right area to listen to whatever archives that you're looking for. All archives are labeled, so you'll know the subject matter. And if you just click on the Dr. Carly Archives button itself, you will also hear archives of some other shows that I've done in the past besides the Orion shows. I'm doing up to 3 shows a day now. I'm very tired, and my voice is actually pooping out. But the good news is that people are hungry for this information, and so I'm doing my part, you know, for free, appearing on as many shows as I can to get the word out, especially in regards to the bioweapon vaccines. Please also support the Orion Network. You can do something as simple as buying a t-shirt to wear around to help spread the word about the station. You can also support the network by donating on their homepage. And Orion is growing tremendously. There's lots of good shows on this network, and so please tell others about this network. If you have questions or comments during the show, you can call in 716-213-6816 or toll-free, thanks to Ron, at 888-320-6151. We do ask that listeners not use the toll-free number to listen to the show, and callers need to mute their phones while waiting to be brought on, so as to not cause interference with whoever is speaking. And I pretty much decided at this point on my Saturday show on Orion, I'm going to pretty much go solo and talk about things that are happening, because the psychopath's agenda is moving forward so fast that you really have to, you know what's going on, and not to be afraid, but to realize that this is actually going to wake up more people. But basically, get ready, because interesting days are coming. Okay, I hear the music. We're going to a break. I'll be back after the break. I'm going to be discussing a number of things today, but if you feel like you want to comment or ask a question anytime during the show, feel free to call it. We'll be right back after these messages. And we're back with What's Ailing America. Our answer today is going to be refusal to defend against mass murder. I'm getting a message from one of the listeners that it sounds like I'm in the background in a hollow room, that there's a problem with the audio. I apologize for that. I don't know what's going on. I'm going to have to do some things after the show to try to figure that out. Hopefully the jacks for the headset is not filled with cat hair. But at any rate, I'll just try to speak as distinctly and succinctly as I can, because I can't do anything right now to adjust the sound quality, but I will try after the show. I will put that as a job on my never-ending list of things I must do. Okay, let me just also say that the station is asking listeners to call in their new Orion News Talk line, 940-293-0379, to give whatever suggestions or comments that you would like in terms of what you appreciate about the station or how to make the station better, which is a wonderful thing that Orion is doing, as opposed to John Statmiller threatening listeners of RBN that if they don't send in more cash, he's going to take down Studio B, which happens to be the studio that myself and Deanna Spingola are on. Okay, so as I said, today's show is going to be What's Ailing America, Refusal to Defend Against Mass Murder. And this comes in regards to my latest newsletter that I wrote this past week for the American Survival Newsletter, entitled What's Ailing America, Alphabet Agencies Allowing Mass Poisoning of People. And if you haven't yet signed up for this newsletter, you can do so for free. Go to reversingvaccineinducediseases.com, go to the link section, and scroll down to the bottom, and you'll see where you can sign up for this newsletter. But I spend a lot of time actually doing these newsletters every week, and eventually, this is number 16 that I've written, what I'm going to do is actually put these all together and publish a little book, because there's so much important information in these newsletters that people need to know about. But one of the things that I talked about in this newsletter was this investigative journalist, Lloyd Aguilar, in Jamaica, who I met when we both lived in New York, who since moved back to Jamaica because he realizes that the bioweapon vaccines in Jamaica are creating a mass epidemic of genocide and disease, if you can imagine, even worse than here in the States. And, of course, when the children die, vaccines are always denied as the cause. So what he is now doing is actually going back to follow the money. They have a Ministry of Health there. There's all kinds of conflicts of interest financially between this Ministry of Health, who's mandating the vaccine, with GlaxoSmithKline especially. And so he's going to submit FOIA requests and get this information, because this is what people need to realize. It's self-evident as to what's going on. All of these monsters that are working for whatever agency in whatever country, they are selling out their people for cash. They are calling it health when they're mandating vaccines, when it's actually depopulation, and it's got to stop. And when we were talking about this, it reminded me of a publication that I found out about actually back in 2005, entitled A Dragon by the Tail. I strongly suggest you put A Dragon by the Tail into your search engine and read about this most amazing research done in Australia by a group called Byron Child that has spelled out the conflicts of interest between all of the various agencies here in the States. The CDC, the Institute of Medicine, the NIH, the list is endless. How they're all committing fraud, how they're all involved with Big Pharma, how they're all covering up the dangers of vaccines, and actually using each other as references when they promote these toxic poisons. And it's so amazing, you know, the more that I researched these things, it came up that there was a Senate Bill 3 that they're trying to pass. And you'll read about that in the Dragon by the Tail article, all the things that the Senate was looking to do back in 2005. I have not even been able to find out if that bill was in fact passed. They may have changed the number, I don't know. But what they proposed to do, making vaccine companies basically immune, you know, the usual stuff that they do, allow their corporate sponsors that are sponsoring these prostitutes and the district of criminals to do whatever they want, go scot-free, and put further a tyrannical control over the people. But one of the amazing things that I discovered in researching that was an individual psychopath by the name of Senator Bill Frist of Tennessee, Dr. Frist, who actually sat on two committees involved in this Senate Bill 3. His family was found to be guilty of fraud involving their Hospital Corporation of America in order to pay the largest fraud settlement in history, $1.7 billion with a B dollars. That's how much his family's company stole from the federal government, mostly involving Medicare fraud. No one went to jail. And Frist was actually anointed as the majority leader in the Senate as this went down. You can't make this stuff up, people. There's no punishment for these monsters. You know, we had this this guy in New Jersey, John, what was his name, Corbett, I think. His company lost a couple billion of their investors' money. He testified in front of Congress. Gee, I wish I knew what happened to it. I just don't. Nothing happens, no one goes to jail, but yet any of us who do anything, you know, fail to pay five or whatever parking tickets, I don't know what the number is where they lock you up, fail to pay child support. If you get more than behind on more than three child support payments, they will take over your bank account, take away your driver's license. At a certain point, they put you in jail, and I'm very sensitive about that. I pay child support based on my salary as a surgeon, despite the fact I haven't been allowed to see my son for over a decade. So this is the kind of stuff that's going on. We have to put a stop to it. It is not acceptable. This whole idea that we have the best healthcare system in the world or the best justice system in the world is ridiculous, okay? And we all know it. So I don't claim to have all the answers, but I do know that we can no longer remain silent and do nothing. In this article, I also mentioned a number of very important other places people can go to get information. And I visualize over the holiday season as everybody's sitting down with their families who just don't really want to take their heads out of the sand, that while you're eating your turkey dinner, you can stick one of these into the TV and let them listen as you have a captured audience. There's a very important DVD called The Fluoride Deception, which you can get from fluoridealert.org. This gives the whole history of the fraud of fluoride treatment of our water and how much damage it's actually doing. A very excellent documentary. You can also get Sweet Misery, A Poison World. This is actually available for free on the internet, and this exposes the corruption involved in getting the neurotoxin aspartame in our food, starring Don Rumsfeld. Toxic Soup, the politics of pollution, exposes the politics of pollution, and how corporations are not only allowed, but enabled to poison us. Food Inc., which many of you may have heard about, exposes how our nation's food supply is now controlled by a handful of corporations who are destroying our health. Genetic Roulette. Outstanding. Go to geneticroulettemovie.com. I've had Jeffrey Smith, who also wrote a book by that name, on my show in the past. But this documentary is fantastic. All the different individuals that he interviews, proving beyond a shadow of a doubt that the FDA, the USDA, all the scientists know that this food is toxic, poison. In fact, one certain brand made by Monsanto, their BT corn, actually makes its own pesticides because of the genes that have been put into the corn. Now, the problem is, when you eat the corn or eat an animal that's eaten the corn, the genes that allow for pesticide production are getting into the bacteria in your GI tract. And guess what? You become a pesticide manufacturer. You create pesticides in your own GI tract. I mean, this is like such a Frankenstein situation. It's just really amazing. And I happened to go to a dentist this past week. I have a couple issues I have to have dealt with. And I happened to mention the concept of GMO food. I don't go to the deep levels of bioweapon vaccines or anything because, you know, I know that he's probably oblivious. And in fact, yes, he is oblivious. He knew nothing about genetically modified food. And, of course, it's been going on since the early 1990s. And I just mentioned to him that he might want to just check out this genetic roulette. Because, of course, you know, food is very important for dental health or medical health, et cetera, et cetera. And he actually said to me, yes, I know. We don't know what we don't know. But, of course, the last part of the sentence he left off was that, and I don't want to know. Because I offered to write down the name of the documentary for him. He said, no, that's okay, I'll remember. So if you don't want to know, folks, then don't know, but you will die because there's just too many things that they're doing right now. Okay, another documentary I mentioned is called Monster Salmon and Butterflies, and this exposes the genetic manipulation they're doing to the fish. See, it's not just the plants, it's the fish as well. They're actually creating giant, sterile fish. And, of course, the oceans are being emptied of the fish. This is the main source of food for the world. And that's going to be a problem. Very similar to how Monsanto has created their Terminator plants that don't go to sea, they're doing the same thing with the fish. FullSignalMovie.com is another excellent documentary you can obtain. This exposes the dangers of cell phone towers, especially in regards to causing brain cancer. And it's quite amazing. They cover scientists in many countries in the world. What in the world are they spraying? Of course, this is a somewhat older documentary that actually, my favorite part of that movie is when they show the investigative reporter trying to interview members of Congress. And you watch the members run away, refusing to even answer questions about these lines in the sky. And then the follow-up, which came out recently, why in the world are they spraying? And in my opinion, this one's even more important because it actually has an interview of a commodities broker from Wall Street where he actually says that the same people making the weather are the ones betting in the commodities market, because, of course, if you control the temperature, like the 2 months of 90 to 100 degrees temperatures we had here in North Carolina this summer, my 20 or so container gardens, I got like one one vegetable per container garden, you know, one squash, one fig, one lemon. You know, usually I get much more than that. The same people creating these situations, or the flooding. You can have droughts, flooding, you can have high heat, whatever. They can, you know, just tweak that heart machine however they want, and along with the chemtrails, create whatever situation they desire. So, and then they go and bet in the stock market in terms of, yeah, I know, we're going to have decreased whatever this year because we're going to make it happen. And I was truly amazed that they did go to that length. In that movie, you can watch it for free online. What I suggest you do is buy one copy, because some of these, and I forgot to mark which one, but some of these, not only are they available free online, but if you buy the DVD, it's not locked. You can copy it. And I've already made about 30, 40 copies of this, and I hand it out wherever I go to anybody that has an inkling of what's going on, or, you know, seems to be somewhat interested in learning what's actually happening. And then another very important DVD that I mentioned, it's called Priceless. And, of course, the last two S's are dollar marks, pricelessmovie.org. And this is another amazing documentary. It exposes agribusiness and how farmers that grow commodity crops, you know, the same ones those people in Wall Street are betting on, corn, soybeans, and cotton primarily, they get federal subsidies as long as they agree to use GMO crops. As long as they agree to grow the corn that produces pesticides in your GI tract. And what's really amazing is that these farmers are poisoning themselves. People in their families are getting cancer, etc., etc. But you see, because of the manipulation of the weather, they never know when they're going to have no crops, you know, in the areas that have had flooding. We've heard of whole farms that were turned into lakes. And so in order to keep food on the table, poisoned food, of course, but food nonetheless, I guess, they sign these deals to get their subsidies. And they have to spray certain poisons or grow certain crops in order to get the subsidies. For the organic farmers, or the ones who want to transform into organic, meaning stopping using the pesticides, no more GMO, etc., etc., because despite the fact that the talking heads try to convince us there's no difference, it was hilarious a couple of weeks ago. It was all over the news. They're trying to tell us there's really no difference. Organic, yeah, you don't really need to buy organic. It's more expensive. You know, the conventional, quote-unquote, is just as good. And it's the same thing as in medicine. Yeah, you don't need to spend money on the quote-unquote alternative medicine. I guess we could call that organic medicine. Just buy the regular crap. And, of course, we see the results of doing that. But even the Wizard of Oz said something on his show about that. He said they got it wrong, which I found hilarious, because I'm sure they realized they went too far when they try to convince people, yeah, this poison food is just as good. Yeah, it's fine. And especially when you spray it with poison, the pesticide, so that the plants get a chemical enema throughout their growing process. So anyways, this was the newsletter I sent out this past week. And I spend a lot of time doing these newsletters, but it's a really interesting task, because I only have two pages on which to cover any particular topic, and I could actually write a book on each one of these subjects, but I realized that it's probably good to have something, quote-unquote, short and sweet that people can just start to chew on in order for them to, you know, share this information with their friends. And I encourage you to do so. Okay, we have a call. We have a caller on the line. Are you there, caller?
Yes, I'm sorry. I was trying to listen all hour, and all I get my radio on the internet station here at my house is commercials.
Wait, say
so
that again.
It's not coming up.
Wait, the show's
all
not
I'm getting,
coming.
No, the show's not coming through. All I'm getting is commercials. It,
okay.
After each commercial, it cuts off. Then I refresh the page and commercials again. That's what I've had the whole hour so far.
Okay. Well, what I will ask you, caller, is to please continue to try, because I'm actually corresponding with someone that's listening to the show, and it's working on his commercial. He's monitoring it for sound quality because I have so many problems on my show. And he is getting it. So what I would ask you to do is, okay, but what I would ask you to do is please keep trying and send an email to the station and let them know. I expect that there's just massive interference with, you know, the boys, as I call them. But I am getting a message that the show is on the air. You can always go and listen.
All right, since I have you here, can I ask you, well, I might be off topic, I don't know.
Wait, let me just say, you can ask a question, but I just want to say, you can always go to the archives on the lightofdayradioshow.com and listen to the archive, which I'm very grateful. Sheldon Day, you know, sponsors my archives, and he should have the archive up by tomorrow, so you can always listen there. Okay, what question did you want to ask?
Okay, dealing with a child who's in a private school, but they have the same requirements as the state as the state schools, and that is about vaccination. Now, I understand, and this is in Florida, and so they have a so-called requirement here for vaccination here, rather than at most states. At any rate, I hear that you can, when you take the child to get vaccination, not that we want to do that, but you can challenge them with a letter or something asking them to, sign it's not going to cause any harm or whatever to the child.
Yes.
Do you have that letter, or do you know what I'm talking about? Do you have a copy of that, or could you tell me where to get it, or any other suggestions for being able to defeat?
Yes, let me answer. You go to my website, reversingvaccineinduceddiseases.com, click on the vaccine-induced disease tab. It's called the Physician's Warranty of Vaccine Safety. I think it's about 4 pages long, and it's just as you described. It basically, you tell the doctor, okay, doctor, you want to vaccinate my child? Just sign this document telling me that, A, you know everything that's in there, and B, you know that nothing that's in there is going to hurt my child. They will never sign that. I've had that on my websites for probably five years at least. I didn't write it. I don't know who did, but it's fantastic. And the stories I hear back from people are hilarious, that the doctor runs to the bathroom, the doctor says, you're harassing me, you can't be my patient anymore, or whatever. But I would also suggest you go on the internet and just type in vaccine exemptions for Florida. All states have vaccine exemptions. Most of them are religious, but the schools will never tell you.
Right. Well, the problem here is that the child is going to a religious school.
Okay, wait. Hold on. We're going to break. Hold on. You're making me sick, but we'll talk about it after the break. Hold on.
Okay. All right.
And we're back with What's Ailing America, where our answer today is refusal to defend against mass murder. Caller, there is so much interference coming from your end between the child, between the computer you have on in the background. Please mute the computer. And this is why, folks, you have to mute when you're not on the air, because you heard all that interference, and I could barely hear the music that we were coming back. Okay, you were asking about religious exemptions for a religious school. This just shows how far down the rabbit hole to insanity that we have gone. First of all, I would ask you, what religion is this school?
It's Christian.
Okay.
Christian.
Okay. So have you asked the people in the school if they allow vaccine exemptions?
No, I haven't. They're the ones that's saying that the state requires the vaccine.
Okay. And they're lying to you because, as I said, all states have religious exemptions as far as I know at this point. Of course, they're always trying to take them away, but they all do. So isn't that nice that you're paying money to send your child to a private school, a religious school, that's lying to you about the fact that you have an option to not inoculate your child with bioweapon vaccines? So I would be very disturbed about that to begin with. But the other thing is...
Well, it's a religious exemption. Shouldn't the... Well, I guess it's an assumption. If the church is requiring that you come up with a vaccine for the state, and their religion, if they are not talking about an exemption, then it just seems to me that, I mean, why ask for a religious exemption if that church does not, you get where I'm coming from here?
Yeah, you're taking the position of no power. You're on your knees. I would stand up and say, excuse me, you did not tell me I could get a religious exemption for my child. It doesn't matter whether or not they tell you about it. You can still do it. And, of course, the other option is you can get your child out of there. Because what else are they doing behind the scenes that you don't know about? The reason they want to get exempted. Go ahead.
Yes, that's true. This is not my child directly, but I do have some influence, so I'm trying to do what I can.
Okay.
The thing is that if there's no exemption, it would seem that the church itself should be saying, you don't have to get this because we will give you that, write a letter of exemption for you.
No. The church doesn't write the letter. You do, okay? And it's... there's a separation of church and state. Here the church has bonded with the state in a very nefarious action to damage the children. It's a state thing.
Right.
The state of Florida allows you to get a religious exemption. Okay, the school is now holding up their religious banner and saying, we're telling you, you have to vaccinate your children. I would say these people need some educating. For example... You can go to childrenofgodforlife.org, cogforlife.org. They have a whole essay on all the vaccines that contain aborted fetuses. So you can say, we do not want this child vaccinated with dead babies because that is a spiritual assault, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Okay, sounds great. Thank you very much.
Right, and you could also bring that physician's warranty of school of vaccine safety to the school. And you can just cross out the word physician and put school / church or school / religion warranty of vaccine safety. That's what I'm...
Okay.
All right?
Okay.
And call in sometime. Call in sometime and let us know what happens, okay?
Sure.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Okay, so and on this term, on the subject of religious vaccinators, I was totally disgusted, and you can check this out for yourself, on activistpost.com. Let's see, what day was this? 9/12. The title of the article is Questioning the Dalai Lama, Who Would the Buddha Vaccinate? And it just sickens me to see a photo of this alleged holy man, the Dalai Lama, the 14th Dalai Lama, Tenzin Gyatso, administering a bivalent oral polio vaccine to an infant at the temple complex in the Indian state of Bihar, Buddhism's holiest site. So here he is transmitting death and disease to the children at Buddhism's holiest site. This is equivalent, of course, to the Catholic Church having their black masses and things of this nature. So it's never ending. And in fact, all of these religions have been corrupted, and they're pretty much all promoting vaccines, if not having vaccine clinics in their churches. In fact, the only church I know of that's ever had an actual policy against vaccination are the Seventh-day Adventists, but I have never found any Seventh-day Adventist person in the higher places in that church that will come on the air and discuss vaccines. They won't even speak those words from the pulpit. You know, they may talk privately with their flock behind the scenes, but this is not a policy that they advertise. So this is, of course, very disturbing. But the fact that the Dalai Lama is doing this, you can't make this stuff up. And, of course, we also had an article that came out, I believe it was 2 weeks ago, of a few thousand children in India who came down with polio after getting this very same oral polio vaccine. And, of course, they claim that this is the Global Polio Eradication Initiative. But, in fact, as everything else that happens in opposite-day world, they are giving the children polio. So, nice to know the Dalai Lama is doing it, too. You know, and who is he to do this? I mean, just so you know, people that administer vaccines are supposed to be trained in advanced cardiac life support, because you can go into anaphylactic shock after getting a vaccine. You can die on the spot. That's the reason why the pharmacies that have the drive-through windows, and when I heard about this, you know, I couldn't believe this either, but nothing shocks me anymore. You can actually go through a drive-through window at some pharmacies, stick your arm out the window. They'll stick you with the vaccine. Then they tell you to go to the parking lot and sit there for 10 or 15 minutes. And if you start having shortness of breath or feel like something bad's happening, you know, you should honk your horn. Of course, I don't know who comes out to you when you honk your horn. Maybe they just call 911. I don't know. But these are the kinds of things that are going on, and that's why it's so important for people to download that document, Physician's Warranty of Vaccine Safety, on the Vaccine-Induced Disease tab on reversingvaccineinducediseases.com. If you know somebody who doesn't really want to do any research, who is vaccinating their child, offer to go with them to the pediatrician. And just ask the pediatrician to check out this form, you know, as the friend of the parent. And watch and see what happens. If that doesn't wake the parent up, they're brain dead. Because the physician is going to have a severe reaction, and that in itself should tell the parent this vaccine is not safe. And this person is doing it to my baby anyways. On a well baby visit. Another example of opposite day. You bring your well baby in, and you end up with a severely damaged child. It may take a few weeks or months to manifest, and it's going to involve genetic damage as well. And that's what's going on here, folks. It's very, very serious. Okay. I have a few other things here I wanted to discuss. First, I want to mention a letter I received from listeners and supporters and clients, actually, Maggie and Bill. And they write, in this trip through hell on earth, those who fight the good fight, opposing evil every step of the way, are the most Christ-like people on the planet. We don't want to be here, but knowing that we are not alone strengthens our resolve to continue our fight. We are not afraid, because life shows us what we are made of. And I totally concur with that. And, of course, I encourage more of you to stand up and start by saying no. It's an amazing thing. Okay, I want to just read a couple or give you some information of a couple of calls that I received this past week. Because, you know, I have my pulse on what's going on out there with the people that call me for consults, etc. And some of these calls are amazing. But there's the music. So I'll be back after these messages. And as I said, callers, feel free to call in if you have any comments or questions. We'll be right back.
At OrionTalkRadio.com, you could say that we're all talk.
And today I have a special treat for you guys. I'm going to be interviewing Jim Mars coming up.
Well, this is an amazing piece of history.